AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. More than 2,000 people have died in Myanmar from Friday's powerful earthquake. Officials expect that number to go much higher. There are still searches for survivors in Thailand. In Bangkok, it was bleak at one site, but the AP's Jerry Harmer reports there may have been some sign of life.
It actually happened during a visit to the site by Thailand's Prime Minister Pettonthan Shinawat. And in fact, they asked her to lead so that they could concentrate on the work and consult with experts. They did, however, stress that they couldn't guarantee that it was a genuine sign of life and it might be a false positive.
A small number of U.S. military personnel have been sent to assist in Bangkok, where the earthquake killed at least 18 people. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says National Security Advisor Mike Waltz continues to have President Trump's confidence after senior officials communicated about plans for an airstrike against Houthi rebels in Yemen on a commercial messaging app.
This case has been closed here at the White House as far as we are concerned. There have been steps made to ensure that something like that can obviously never happen again. And we're moving forward.
Waltz added a journalist to the sensitive group chat on the platform Signal. Democrats called for Waltz and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth to be fired. Russia views efforts to end its three-year war with Ukraine as a drawn-out process. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says they're working to implement some ideas in connection with the Ukrainian settlement. President Trump expressed frustration with the two countries' leaders as he tries to bring about a truce. After an unexpected nine-month stay in space, astronaut Sunny Williams was asked about what she took away from it.
There's some lessons learned to it, and part of that is just resilience and being able to take a turn that was unexpected and make the best of it.
Williams and Butch Wilmore recently returned from space. This is AP News. France's antitrust watchdog is fining Apple.
The French Competition Authority says the aim of Apple's app tracking transparency, ATT, requiring iPhone and iPad apps to ask users for permission before tracking them, was not in itself open to criticism, but it ruled that the way in which it was implemented was neither necessary nor proportionate to Apple's stated objective of protecting personal data. Apple rolled out ATT in April 2020. While the feature was designed to tighten up privacy, it faced criticism from big tech rivals that it would make it harder for smaller apps to survive without charging consumers. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Shohei Ohtani now has the world's most popular Major League Baseball jersey. The league says the rankings are based on sales of Nike jerseys from the Fanatics network of sites. Teammate Freddie Freeman's jersey is the second most popular. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.